Boys and girls and children of all ages, it's time to gather on the corner for Children's Corner. Linda Nelson will meet you on the corner to give you a little story.
Good morning. How are you all? Have we got everyone here? We've got a few more coming. While we're waiting, I would like all of you to turn around and look at our congregation, and for those listening on the radio, and when I count to three, say Happy Mother's Day, okay? With a big smile. One, two, three. Happy Mother's Day! Oh, I know they enjoyed that. How many of you like to grow something? Do you like to dig in the dirt? Do you like to grow something? Well, gardening is fun, isn't it? And we have all different kinds of gardens. We have vegetable gardens. We have flower gardens. We have a combination of both. And this is the time of year when we really start thinking about gardening, isn't it? Well, who do you think was the first gardener? Who do you think was the first person to plant a garden? God, you're absolutely right. It tells us in Exodus 2, verse 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And that is the Garden of Eden. And, you know, I can't even imagine how beautiful that garden must have been. We have all kinds of sayings about garden. One is life began in a garden. Pastor Eric will like this one. It says, spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. One said, tickle the earth with a hoe and it will laugh a harvest. A garden is a friend you can visit anytime. And the last two are my favorite. One is nearer to God in a garden than anywhere else on earth. But my very favorite is, to plant a garden is to believe into tomorrow. So when we think about gardens, they're a place where we can go and we can meditate and we can really feel close to God. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane the last week of his life when he wanted some solitude and he wanted to be alone. There's something about the beauty of a garden that brings us closer to God. We will never outplant God. We will never outgrow God. If you've driven by this last few weeks and saw the beautiful redbud trees, the beautiful dogwood trees, God is the best gardener of all. And I think of our church as like a garden because of the programs we have for our children, the workers we have with our children. That's believing into tomorrow. And we hear a lot about the three R's, reduce, renew, recycle. And I think God is the greatest recycler of all. He can take lives that seem so broken, seem so discarded. He can renew them. I think with God, his three R's are through Jesus Christ, we are reborn, we are renewed, and we rejoice. So I hope when you come into the church that you are renewed, reborn, and we rejoice for that rebirth that we have through Jesus Christ. So I hope when you look at a garden, if you get to help plant a garden, I hope you think of all that God has given us and that you give thanks to God for all that he has provided for us. May we have a short prayer? Our Heavenly Father, today we are so grateful for mothers and for the women who have nurtured us and helped us grow. May this church be a place where we can come and meditate, and as we leave, we help people grow through Jesus Christ and his love for us. In his holy name we pray. Amen. We need your cups.